You're listening to Seeking Office, the Vancouver Municipal Election Podcast. This episode originally aired on CITR 101.9 FM on Thursday, September 20th, as part of Democracy Watch. Hello, thanks for listening. My name is Alex DeBoer. On Wednesday, September 19th, the Vancouver Municipal Party, One City, endorsed independent candidate Kennedy Stewart for mayor. According to the most recent poll conducted by Research Co., Kennedy, a former Burnaby NDP member of parliament, is leading in Vancouver's mayoral race. Although Kennedy and One City are both positioned on the left socially and economically, One City has put forward more progressive plans to address Vancouver's housing crisis than Kennedy has. For example, One City wants to institute a land value capture tax and a tax on properties valued over $4 million. On Thursday, September 20th, I spoke with One City Council candidate Christine Boyle about why One City chose to endorse Kennedy Stewart rather than run a mayoral candidate of their own who they would be more precisely aligned with. Take a listen.
My name is Christine Boyle. I'm one of One City Vancouver's City Council candidates alongside Brandon Yan, and three fantastic candidates were running for school board.
So One City recently endorsed Kennedy Stewart, who is an independent mayoral candidate. Could you tell me why you chose to endorse him?
Sure, happy to. So I think, as I'm sure your listeners know, this is a very confusing election for a lot of people. And One City all along has been very committed to collaboration and figuring out what collaboration looks like for progressives in this municipal election. So one thing that looked like was our participation in the Vancouver and District Labor Council, the VDLC's process, where they interviewed candidates and endorsed those that they thought could bring forward progressive solutions to the affordability crisis and the opioid crisis and more. And One City was very proud to have all five of our candidates endorsed by the VDLC. And the VDLC also endorsed Kennedy Stewart as their mayoral candidate. So we have been hearing, and I'll say personally, I've been hearing as I've been door knocking and out canvassing at events all of the time, a lot of people asking if we were going to endorse the mayor, and if not, people just asking, well, who are you going to vote for? And looking for, I think, some guidance on that question, because most people aren't as nerdy as me and maybe you, and I'm sure some of your listeners, and wanting to look at all, compare all of the details of each platform and be able to gauge for themselves who on each piece will be more progressive and more pragmatic and all of those things. So so people have been asking, and we started hearing from members if we were going to endorse a candidate. So we went through our own process of asking and listening to our membership about this and considering who was the best option. And Kennedy Stewart is who we chose to endorse. We feel strongly that we can work with him and he'll listen to ensure that we get real action on addressing affordability in Vancouver. That matters a lot to One City, and we think Kennedy is someone we can work with on it.
Right. So why endorse an independent mayoral candidate rather than run someone in your party for mayor?
The idea many, many months ago, and certainly our hope, was that there could be a sort of progressive left unity candidate to avoid vote splitting and be able to elect a progressive to council. So we actually weren't talking about running our own mayoral candidate. We were from the beginning very interested in a more collaborative approach than that. And, you know, as we saw, there have been multiple independent candidates, so that process didn't go exactly as some people had hoped, and Vision was going to run their own, and there were many options. So it was never on our table for this election that we would run our own mayoral candidate. One City started in 2014, and we've been growing since then. We elected our first school trustee in the by-election a year ago, but we want to be collaborative in how we move forward, and so that took that option off the table,
Right, so you see it as a good thing for people from different parties and who are independent to have to work together rather than having maybe a council that has a majority that is a majority from one party.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's lots of good things about it. I think it encourages good cooperation and brings a lot of good ideas forward. You know, we think One City has a very strong platform, particularly on housing and affordability, but even at council, we're only two people, and so we will be collaborative in how we push those issues forward at the council table. And I think having an independent mayor, particularly in Kennedy, who will listen and who we know we can work with, will help get the job done.
Right. So the other mayoral candidate who you might have chosen on the left is independent Shauna Sylvester. So why did you choose Kennedy Stewart and not her?
I like Shauna a lot, and we've heard from people that she's brought forward some really thoughtful policy ideas. Our commitment to the VDLC process certainly played a role in that decision. And I think it matters that we win this election, that we not be afraid of naming that. And Kennedy is polling very strongly. I think he has a good chance of winning. And so that's a factor, too, that we want a progressive majority. And I think with Kennedy and One City's candidates and some strong candidates from other parties, we can get there and then really tackle these crises that Vancouver is facing.
Okay. One City has some progressive rental policies. I was reading on your website. For example, you want to tie rent control, or you want to have rent control that ties rent to the unit rather than the renter. The party is also opposed to the 4.5% allowable rent increase that the province just approved. But I have noticed that One City is in favor of tying the maximum allowable rent to the rate of inflation, meaning that rents would inevitably still go up. So I'm wondering why One City isn't in favor of something more radical like a rent freeze.
Yeah, we have that conversation frequently, as you can imagine, too. I mean, I agree that renters are being pushed and rents are too high in Vancouver and people need a break. And the vacancy rate being at 0.5% is a huge part of that. So a big piece of the of our platform around protecting renters is building a lot more purpose-built rental, and particularly non-market purpose-built rental that's really affordable for people across the income spectrum and the lower half of the income spectrum. We want to build a lot more purpose-built rental to increase the vacancy rate and give renters more choice. And there's always some tension there between that and rent increases. So I agree with a lot of the sentiment we hear that renters need a break in the city. And that's why we've said the formula provincially, and all of this is provincial, the formula needs to change. The formula as it is, which is fake inflation plus 2%, is too high. And at maximum, it should be pegged to inflation. I'm not opposed to some short rent freeze if that if there were other folks at the council table who were bringing that forward, but my focus is on what the city can do, which is about increasing affordable rental and purpose-built rental stock to move the needle significantly on the vacancy rate.
Right. That's interesting. So I was going to ask you about the differences between One City and COPE, because these two parties are the furthest left in terms of social values in our municipal election. But it sounds like what you're saying is that one of the differences, as COPE is calling for a rent freeze, might be that your solution to the housing crisis lies more in the supply end of things, increasing supply?
Yeah, I think that we are trying to do both at the same time and not favor one over the other is where I would put One City's policies at. So there's, as you said, a lot in our platform about protecting renters and protecting existing rental stock. And we think there also needs to be more purpose-built rental built.
Okay, so what, like when you're door knocking, I imagine you might come upon people who want to know the difference between you and Cope. What would you say makes you different?
Well, one of the nice things about this election is that people can vote for all of us, and there are many people who will vote for Cope and One City candidates. But I think One City has a very bold platform in terms of the housing options that we're talking about, non-market and social housing and purpose-built rental in every neighborhood of the city. And we're hearing a lot of resonance in that, in how we bring neighborhood vitality back through through a variety of housing options throughout the city. So that's one of the pieces at the doorstep that I'm really hearing from people resonates.
Right. So you have a more kind of comprehensive plan for addressing the housing crisis?
I mean, I'm cautious. Yes, I would say so. I think we have a very bold and comprehensive plan to address the housing crisis. And we will collaborate with whoever else is at the table. And I like that about the way that this election is running. So I am hedging in saying anything bad about my colleagues. But I do think One City is putting forward a really exciting and bold platform that looks at housing options across the spectrum. And we're getting a lot of positive response from it all over the place. And so feeling really good about what we can do around housing and affordability in the city.
Right. And so just to clarify then, a difference between you and Cope would lie primarily in the way you want to tackle the housing crisis, in that One City is more interested in increasing supply and sort of maybe changing the city a bit to be more accommodating to more renters and more affordable, whereas Cope is more in favor of keeping things the way they are, but, you know, making them better for renters through initiatives like a rent freeze and a mansion tax. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that's fair. And I would add, one of the key policies around housing affordability that One City is bringing forward and that I think is really critical is something called the land value tax, which gives us the ability to measure how the value of land in any given area of the city increases, either through a change in zoning, like allowing more housing options, allowing more townhomes or apartments in neighborhoods, but also a change like a public investment like the Broadway subway increases the value of land. And so the land value capture would measure how much the land increases and tax a portion of that increase to build real affordable housing. So which gets to our concern about the vacancy rate. And that's how we would pay for the amount of non-market housing that we want. So to your point that One City is talking about how the city needs to change, that's one big piece of it for us, is a real affordability mechanism, is one of the ways it gets called, the land value capture, that allows us both to create more housing options in the higher half of the income spectrum, like townhomes and duplexes, which aren't affordable to a lot of people, but are more affordable than single-family homes. And it allows us to raise revenue that builds real non-market housing. So we think all of that together is a pretty comprehensive view of the direction that Vancouver can be going in terms of housing. And as you say, it's a change, and we're not afraid of that. We see the city hollowing out and changing anyway, and we want to be proactive and progressive in how it changes.
Right. That's interesting. So the land value capture tax sounds similar to the mansion tax that Cope is proposing, but it's focused on the way land value rises versus the value of your property itself. Why do you think that the land value capture taxes will be more effective than something like a mansion tax, or do you?
So we're also talking about the mansion tax as a form of progressive property tax, and we're talking about that too. One city has a progressive property tax proposal that we're calling for the city, which is an increase in property tax for homes over $4 million. So I think that's one important way, and one of the reasons we see so much land speculation in Vancouver is because our property taxes here are quite low relative to other cities in the country. And so we support, as the mansion tax does, raising revenue through an increase in property taxes and decreasing speculation in that way. And the land value tax, the land value capture is an additional mechanism to that that particularly aims at capturing some of the value created publicly through either through rezoning, through infrastructure investments that might be the subway, it might be a expanded new community center that increases the property taxes around there. So we're really looking at what that lift is, the increase is that's publicly created, and how out of that we can generate revenue that goes back into public priorities and public good.
Right.
So I don't think they're exclusive. They have some similar function in terms of getting at the demand side and reducing speculation, and we think they're both important.
Right. I'm interested in how much one city council candidates like yourself have talked to Kennedy Stewart about his positioning on dealing with the housing crisis in Vancouver. Like, I interviewed Kennedy Stewart a couple months ago and asked him if he'd be in favor of implementing a mansion tax. And he said, no, there's already a mansion tax. It's the school tax that the NDP put in place. So it seems like maybe you're a bit more progressive than he is when it comes to dealing with the housing crisis. Or do you think he's maybe moved a bit further to the left on issues like that?
I think we share support for the province's schools tax. And yeah, we think there should be another level of it. And we think we can work with Kennedy and hopefully pull Kennedy to be bolder on some of those things where we have some shared values and some shared understanding, but we think that we can go further as a city.
Right.
That's part of the role we hope we can play at a council that is hopefully a majority of progressives where we can be having these conversations.
Right. So basically you're saying that you hope that, you know, you can work together and influence him, and that your values and the way you want to run the city might not be perfectly aligned, but that's, you know, that's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for listening. This interview was brought to you by CITR's News Collective with music from Artem Bemba. Seeking Office is brought to you by CITR's News Collective and produced by Alex DeBoer. Our theme music is by Artem Bemba. Thank you for listening.